رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected ulama ikram, hufaz ikram, brothers and elders in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If we analyze the society that we live in presently and the situation that our lives are in, then we find that one of the essential ingredients missing in our lives is happiness, satisfaction and contentment. We find this throughout the board that there is a lack of happiness, a lack of contentment, dissatisfaction. Our lives, we don't find fulfillment in our lives. Our lives don't bring joy in our lives. If we look at the ahadith of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is guidance through and through for every aspect of our lives, then we find one hadith of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where two aspects are discussed. A very short hadith, but the message is powerful indeed. A message to cure the malady of the dissatisfaction and this lack of contentment in perhaps 90% of the world's population, if not more. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Unzuru ila man huwa asfala minkum, wa la tanzuru ila man huwa fawqakum, fa huwa ajdaru alla tazdaru ni'matallah." The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, keep your gaze on those who have less than you in this world. And do not look at those who have more than you in this world. For if you will do this, then you will not consider insignificant the ni'mats, the favors and bounties that Allah has rained upon you. If we look at this hadith, the first part of this hadith, the power of this hadith, unzuru ila man huwa asfala minkum. Look at those who have less than you in this world. Let us look at the life of one of the greatest tabi'een, a man by the name of Sayyiduna Urwa bin Zubayr, rahmatullah alayh. Urwa bin Zubayr, his father was Sayyiduna Zubayr bin Al-Awwam, radiyallahu anhum. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Zubayr fil Jannah, that Zubayr is in Jannah. His mother was Asma, the daughter of Abu Bakr radiyallahu an. So he's the grandson of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiyallahu an and the nephew of our mother Aisha radiyallahu anha. From this noble pedigree comes Urwa bin Zubayr. One incident in his life, he goes to visit the Khalif of the time, Walid bin Abdul Malik. During his stay there, he is accompanied by his son whose name was Muhammad, of the lineage of Quraysh, the most noble. He was a man just blossoming in his youth, radiance and handsome in his appearance, the apple of his father's eye. So while they were there, his son goes to visit the royal stable to inspect the horses of the Khalif. And while there, a wild horse attacks him, kicks him, and he meets his end. This incident, it breaks the heart of Urwa bin Zubayr. He says when he gets the news of this, whenever any affliction, any calamity came upon me, I said, Sawa, it's one of those things. But when this happened to me, then it broke my heart into pieces. Urwa bin Zubayr. We know the doctors tell us that when trauma, calamity and misery, hardship affects a person, it lowers the immune system. It makes him susceptible to other issues. So when this affected him and he went in the state of trauma and grief, he picked up gangrene at the same time in his foot. The doctors were called, the physicians were called to analyze the situation. And when they saw his situation, they said there is no recourse but to amputate your foot. He was reluctant to do it, but there was no other option, so he agreed to the operation. So the doctor comes and he says that this is something you will not be able to bear. So he brings alcohol and he says you will need to drink some alcohol. In that state of intoxication, you will be able to cope with this operation and this procedure. So Urwa says that when I want shifa and cure from Allah, I will not take assistance from anything that is haram. He says, we will give you a tranquilizer, we will put you to sleep, And Urwa says, if I'm going to lose a limb of my body, I want to feel the pain so that I may get the reward for it. I want to feel the pain of the operation so that I may hope the reward of it from Allah. So then a group of men come in. He asked, who is this people? Big burly individuals. He says, these are the people who will hold you down during your operation. Because this operation is such, once we start, your body will become out of control. And you will cause more harm and injury to your body by you thrashing and beating around. He says, don't you worry about me. Let me engage in the dhikr of Allah. Once I am engaged in the dhikr of Allah, you continue your operation. So Urwa bin Zubair, he starts with La ilaha illallah and Allahu Akbar. And the doctor puts his scalpel on his ankle and he starts cutting. And he cuts through the bone. And then he brings the saw and he starts sawing into his bone. And Urwa bin Zubair is only saying, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. The doctor amputates the foot. And then he brings boiling oil to cauterize and seal the wound. And he pours it over and Urwa falls unconscious. When he regains consciousness, he wipes the perspiration dripping from his face and he says, لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبَا. That this suffer has really taken a toll. This journey has really taken a toll. Then he sees his foot in the hands of the doctor and he says, bring my foot to me. And he holds the foot in his hand and he regards it and he says, by the custom of that being that allowed me to walk upon you, he knows that this foot has never taken a step towards haram. He knows the step has never walked one footstep towards haram. So now time goes by. The Khalif, Walid bin Abdul Malik, Urwa is his guest. Urwa, a prominent man, one of the fuqaha sab'a, one of the great jurists of Medina, under my hospitality, this calamity has befallen him. He is thinking to himself, what can I do to cheer this man, to lift his spirits, to remove his grief? It so happened, a delegation from the tribe of Abs came to visit. In this delegation, there was a man who had a disfiguration of his face and had lost his eyesight. So Urwa asked, what happened to you? And the man says, that from my tribe, I was the wealthiest. I had the biggest family, the most sons. I had the best. I was on the top of my tribe. One day I was out on a journey. So I spent the night away from home. During that night, a flash flood came and swept through our tribe. It washed away my home. And it washed away and killed the inhabitants of the home. When I got back, I saw everything was in devastation. My home was in pieces. I started picking up amongst the wreckage, and I found a child of mine, an infant, was still alive. I grabbed hold of this infant, the one occupant of my family that remained alive. I grabbed hold of this infant, and I started going. There was a camel left, the camel that I used for my journey, but it was a very stubborn animal. So when I went to grab the reins, the camel got loose and it ran. I could not run while holding the child. I put the child down and I ran after the camel. When I grabbed hold of the camel, I heard my child screaming from behind. When I looked, there was a wolf devouring my child. I rushed back. It was too late. My child was already gone, had departed from this world. When I got back to my camel, before I could grab hold of the reins, the camel kicked me in my face and I lost my eyesight. So yesterday I was the wealthiest. Today I have no home, I have no wealth, I have no family, and I have no vision and eyesight. Walid says, take this man to Urwa. Let him tell him what has happened and let Urwa know that there are people that Allah has tested more than him. The man gives the news to Urwa. Now the power of the hadith, we started with this hadith. The cure for our dissatisfaction and lack of happiness, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Look at those who have less than you in the world. Look at those who have less than you. So Urwa radiallahu anhu, he hears the story. When he goes back to Medina, what does he announce? He says, Allahumma innahu kana li atrafun arba' fa'akhadhta wahidan wa abqaita thalathan falakal hamd. Oh Allah, I had four limbs, two arms, two legs. Oh Allah, you took one of those limbs and you kept the other three. Oh Allah, all praise to you. Oh Allah, if you tested me by taking something, then you have left me with more. And oh Allah, if you have tested me, then for many years of my life, I enjoyed comfort and peace. The power of looking. And on the other hand, the Nabi of Allah says, وَلَا تَنْظُرُوا إِلَىٰ مَنْ هُوَ فَوْقَكُمْ. Do not look at those who have more than you. If we want to know the problem that this has caused in our lives, then look at our very own lives. Look at the internet in front of us and the cell phone in our pocket and the social media that we look at. Look at the Facebook we look at every day, the Instagram and the different social media. And every day we are looking at people who are more successful than us. Every day we are looking at women who are more beautiful than our wives. More beautiful than our wives could have ever been. Tell me, when we are looking at that every single day, will we ever find satisfaction and happiness in our wife? When every day we are looking at people who have made more money than us, will we ever be happy in our business and occupation? When every day we are looking at homes that are more palatial than us, will we ever find satisfaction in our homes? This is the root cause of our dissatisfaction in our lives. We have ignored this important advice of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and now we are facing the consequences. The time is already up. The prescription, my brothers, is in front of us. We know what to do. When a person has an illness, chronic illness, sugar, diabetes, high blood pressure, etc., etc., the doctors say, my brother, if you want to continue living, you need to cut out sugar, you need to cut out fat, you need to cut out carbs, this, all needs to come out of your diet. Then you have a chance of a decent life. We need to detox our lives from the Facebook, the social media, the Instagram, and all these platforms that have brought temporary excitement and enjoyment, but long-lasting dissatisfaction and discontent in our lives. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي ساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر أن الله أنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم وسخر لكم الفلك لتجري في البحر بأمره وسخر لكم الأنهار وسخر لكم الشمس والقمر دائبين وسخر لكم الليل والنهار وآتاكم من كل ما سألتموه وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انظروا إلى من هو أسفل منكم ولا تنظروا إلى من هو فوقكم فهو أجدر ألا تزدروا نعمة الله وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس الغنى عن كثرة العرض ولكن الغنى غنى النفس أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه فيا فوز المتقين ويا نجاة التائبين الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله تعالى عنهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أيد الإسلام وأنصاره وذل الشرك وأشراره اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وقال تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقم الصلاة
الفلاح حي على الصلاه حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاه قد قامت الصلاه الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله.
Ensure sufuf are straight and all brothers standing shoulder to shoulder. All garments should be above the ankles. All phones should be on silent. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm Al-Din Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in Uhdina Assirata Al-Mustaqim صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم تر أن الله أنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم وسخر لكم الفلك لتجري في البحر بأمره وسخر لكم الأنهار وسخر لكم الشمس والقمر دائبين وسخر لكم الليل والنهار وآتاكم من كل ما سألتموه وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا سبحان الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا. الله أكبر. Oh, I should have known that. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والسلام والصلاه على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.